We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer. He titled this article, "Is the Steelers season slipping away?" He talked to coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, I'll just read you the line here. He said that there are tangible reasons for the rut the Steelers are caught in, and so I called a few coaches who have studied them to break down Pittsburgh's problems and why things haven't quite been right for the Steelers since the wild comeback in Jacksonville. Three main issues came up. So I'm going to give you what these coaches said were the three Steelers issues, and then we can talk about, of the three, which one you think is really their biggest one. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
First one is this. James Conner isn't Le'Veon Bell, and Conner is now hurt. Coach tells Albert Breer, quote, "Conner's a tough runner, but he's not Bell." One opposing defensive coach, "Bell is a receiving threat that Conner is not." Steelers' run game has averaged 53.3 yards per game over their last three games. The five games before that, they were averaging double that.
You know what's interesting about that point? Conner has put up decent to very good at times receiving performances, but that shows me there's a difference among coaches between production and actual the representation of a threat. Remember how we had the Juju and AB talk?
Yeah.
AB's a threat. Juju drafts off that. Now, Juju's a way better receiver. You know, it's not like a totally fair comparison, but yeah. You get what I'm saying.
When they go empty set and Bell's on the field and he's in the slot, it's different than when Conner is in the slot.
Correct.
I don't even think that's up for discussion.
If the sliding scale is an actual receiver out there versus like a quarterback in a wildcat look, Conner is much closer to the quarterback end of that spectrum in terms of how much respect he would command.
One coach said that's one way Pittsburgh became accustomed to killing opponents.
I agree.
And
I mean, look what they did to try to get back in that Jacksonville game. Was it Miles Jack was covering Bell on that wheel route?
And now they don't even have Conner.
And Miles Jack is a beast and couldn't check him.
But as I say that, maybe Samuels has a better chance of doing that than Conner even.
Samuels is a better receiver, I would think, of the football than Conner. Like, Samuels caught that pass from Ben, and Ben said, yeah, he bobbled it, but he made the play. And then Samuels looked much more reminiscent, evocative of Le'Veon Bell when he caught the ball and ran with it. You know, like a natural pass catcher in the open field than Conner ever has. Doesn't Conner look like a running back who caught a pass? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Samuels looked like a guy that is accustomed to catching passes and running with them.
Next issue coaches see with the Steelers. Talent in the secondary is thin.
Tell me something I don't know.
Former first-round pick Artie Burns benched in favor of journeyman Cody Sensabaugh, with venerable vet Joe Hayden now in year eight having lost a step, says coaches.
I think Hayden's still
largely...
He looked
that way 2 weeks ago against Denver.
I know, but then he would have made the game's decisive play against the Chargers, but for the fact that Sean Davis decided to go full Mike Mitchell on him.
But if the Steelers felt like Hayden was still that number one guy, they would have had him move around and travel around with Keenan Allen on Sunday.
I agree with that. Although we never know, because the Steelers might have just decided we're going to dance with what brung us.
Keenan Allen, 14 catches for 148 yards in that game.
Matched up with linebackers.
So two issues coaches see with the Steelers so far. They're in trouble at running back. Their secondary is thin. The last one here is they still miss Ryan Shazier.
I think that goes without saying, though. I think that one's obvious, but I also don't...
I don't know about that.
That one's the
people were starting to act like John Bostic was a diamond in the rough player for them.
No, he wasn't Shazier, though.
And LJ Fort was this.
Well, everyone tried to find the next Shazier. Remember Matthew Thomas recently cut? Well, he runs like Shazier. He's built like Shazier. Well, he isn't Shazier. My only problem with the Shazier thing is people did overstate how good Ryan Shazier was. They made it seem like he was a defensive player of the year in waiting. He got taken advantage of still.
Yeah, but he was also compared to some of those guys at inside linebacker. Dick Butkus compared to them.
No, I understand that he was a prototype for what teams are trying to do now. Do you know what makes me think that Shazier's a big loss? You know who I watched run around the field, make huge play, just chase people down?
Derwin James.
Well, I was thinking of him, but I'm talking about in a different game for a different team at the actual position.
Vanden Bosch?
Vander Esch, yeah. Leighton Vander Esch.
Why did I say Vanden?
Kyle Vanden Bosch.
Oh, yeah.
Leighton Vander Esch is a freak athlete, really on par, I would argue, with Ryan Shazier. And, in fact, the knock on Shazier was that he wasn't, like, always the most instinctive football player. He was just this freak athlete out there. Well, Vander Esch is basically cut from that exact same cloth. I watched him go sideline to sideline chasing down Saints players and thought, man, what an unbelievable difference this guy's presence makes, and it's hard not to feel that way about the Steelers. Derwin James would be applicable to their secondary depth. I mean, that guy is a defensive player of the year in waiting.
So the Steelers are in a bit of a pickle here, in a bind. They're coming off of two losses. They've got a game they should win on Sunday, but you also have the Patriots and Saints looming. Their lead in the AFC North is down to a half game on Baltimore, who is back from the dead with Lamar Jackson at quarterback. So Sports Illustrated talked to coaches. They asked what's up with the Steelers, and they came back with three answers. The running back situation is a mess. They're thin in the secondary. They still miss Ryan Shazier. Of those three problems, which one do you think is the biggest?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.